Good morning. You are listening to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka. It is currently 8:16 this morning, and I have two guests in the studio with me. I have Joe D'Arienzo. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
And I have Michael Colliver. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Tina. Good morning, Sitka.
Good morning. So Joe is with the Tree and Landscape Committee, and Michael is with the city, and he's the Building, Parks, and Grounds Supervisor. So Joe, do you mind telling us a little bit about what the Tree and Landscape Committee is? What do you guys do?
Well, we were formulated, I believe it was 2001, and we're basically an advisory committee for the city projects, we just deal with municipal properties. For example, when Centennial Hall was doing that landscaping, we helped do some advisory work there, and we actually helped with the planting, which was the most fun there. So that's what our basic goal is to do.
And Michael, do you mind telling us a little bit about your department?
So we're a division within Public Works, and I'm actually wearing two hats. So I oversee the buildings operations for the city as well as the grounds. And so the grounds divisions, which we're talking about today, deals with all of the property for the city, and that is everything from Baranoff Warm Springs to Goddard Hot Springs, Tom Young Cabin, and the downtown areas around our facilities, including athletic facilities as well. So,
and how many people do you have on your team?
On my building maintenance team, we have two people, and our grounds maintenance team, we have two full-time staff. And then in the summer months, we typically bring on some temp crew. We're a little bit short-staffed starting off this season, but now we're up, we have four staff on. And we're looking for, and people will notice in the paper, that we're actually looking for a 50-50 position to help with some of our facility infrastructure. So all said and done, you're looking at five crew for both those areas, which there's quite a bit, as everyone knows.
And so there are some new changes that are happening with the work that you're doing. Do you mind telling us a little bit about those changes?
Sure. So with Joe and the committee, as well as the Parks and Rec committee as well, we're looking at doing a retraction plan and working within our existing budgets and how we can better focus our attention on to existing infrastructure. So in the grounds ends, what we're looking at is allowing areas to grow or become more park-like. So citizens of Sitka will start to notice certain areas, Whale Park, Pioneer Park, that we will allow things to kind of go back to its natural native state. We will still maintain those areas. We'll be doing keeping it clean, and then in some of the other areas, we're going to allow grasses to grow. We actually instituted a meadow mix, which is kind of a combination of native flora that we're reinstituting, and also some additional flora. These things are going to take a couple of years to really establish, and hopes are with the efforts that our team is putting in, that we will have that surgical retraction, and it's not just going to be things going to weeds and grass growing. And we're also looking at introducing some native ryegrass in areas that once upon a time, probably that's what it was, and it had been planted. So we're looking at taking those plantings, redistributing them appropriately to help better our operations. And so our focus will be more downtown area, athletic facilities, and then allowing our team to focus on some deferred maintenance that just hasn't been able to happen over the years, and such as painting, drainage work, brushing, and other infrastructure needs.
Yeah, and I might add, that's all part of the landscape too. You know, it's not only the flora, like Michael mentioned, but it's also the buildings, you know, the benches, appearances of sidewalks. So it's all, that's what we consider landscape. You know, it's everything.
And Joe, how long have you been on the landscape committee?
Well, I've been on since its inception, which is seems like a long time to be on one committee, but I still am very passionate about it. I still think it's a, you know, very worthwhile, you know, cause, you know, because just our landscape, you know, our general landscape around. So I'm still, yeah, still very active, and we've got four other active members that are equally as passionate about it, and we just this past weekend got out and did some work. So that's what we enjoy most is doing that.
They helped us out around the high school in preparation mm-hmm. for graduation. Just short staff. We don't have the team right now. They went out and did a bunch of weeding. And our crew was able to go through and do the actual first mowing of the season. So schools are one of those that we try to not to interrupt the school day. So mm-hmm. some of that stuff is not able to be gotten to until like weekends or like now. So school's out. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So have you always had this collaboration working together?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, we're a subcommittee of Parks and Rec. And everything, say any decisions we have, it's always a, you know, approval by assembly, of course, and then, but like I say, we're an advisory committee and an action committee, too. I like to say that. So, and then another focus we like to do is education. Like we have, for example, we have a display up at the library and it shows good planting practices and pruning practices and maintenance practices. And then on the website, City of Sitka website under Parks and Rec Department, there's a lot of useful information for people on how to properly plant trees and maintain them as well.
It sounds like you do a vast majority of things. So is there something in particular that you enjoy doing as a part of this committee?
Well, I enjoy working with the people, number one, and I just enjoy planting and, you know, trees are, you know, a passion of mine, so I really enjoy that as well. And just working with city staff, you know, they really work really hard and do a lot for what little they have to work with, and there's a lot of grounds to deal with, a lot of grounds. So, yeah.
Is there anything that Sitkins can do that can be helpful for either of you or both of you?
Well, we right now, Sitka's an amazing place, and I grew up here. There's a lot of amazing volunteers and stewardship, and we have a number of different groups that have helped us out, especially even just my 2 years back to Sitka, that have helped us out getting to some of the projects and doing some of the things with deferred maintenance, but then also helping us and helping them take care of those areas that they're also using. And we have people out there between Trooper Academy, Coast Guard, Little League. There's some wonderful, even just like community playground and their efforts and mm-hmm. what they've been producing. You got tons of volunteers that Troy Baines, Chris Bolovich, Rich Ross, Ryan Gluth, Sam Smith, Rich Krupa. Like these are people in the community, have full-time jobs, have lives, and they're out there helping stuff. And you see those people even walking down the streets, picking up the rubbish, mm-hmm. And those others that have dogs but then take care of other people's dogs it's absolutely wonderful. So this last couple of years here, between those individuals and many, many more that I'm forgetting, there are a huge amount of efforts, and I would suggest like even reaching out to the Trees and Landscape Committee or to our organization and seeing just how you can help and we can work together to make Sitka just as wonderful as it always has been and maybe a little bit better. So.
And how about you, Joe? Is there anything that Sitkins can do that could be helpful for the Tree and Landscape Committee or for you?
Well, like when we have events, you know, we try to do a couple in the summer, like some maintenance events. If people want to come out, we're always happy to see, you know, people come out and help out. So, that. And I think Michael aptly put it too, you know, just generally, you know, helping out the community, and that's what our, you know, main focus is. It's just contributing to the community, making it a better place to live, making it look better, making it function better. So,
And if people had questions or they wanted more information, how would they get a hold of you, Michael?
So the best area, and that would be for any kind of permitting or projects that are wanting to assist, I would probably start with the public works at cityofsitka.org. There's also our main line number, which is 907-747-1804. If there is a work request related type thing, I would talk to one, the point person for if it's a particular group. So if you're in the Little League, you would talk to the head and presidents of that league, and they're the ones that are in touch with me on a regular basis. And so we can filter those problems or concerns. There's also, right now we operate a citizen's request on our website. So it could be anything citywide. Persons can go on there and put whatever the concern is. And that's not even for buildings and grounds. It's for anything with streets, electric department, et cetera. So.
Awesome. And how about you, Joe? How would people be able to contact you if they had questions or wanted to help out?
Well, we do have, like I mentioned before, a website under the Parks and Rec Department, but also my phone number is 907-419-0213. People are interested in helping out. We are looking for a couple more committee members, so if anybody's interested in that, you'd be more than welcome.
Is there anything else either of you would like to add?
There's so many volunteers. Howie Pitts, just troopers. We last year they took 4,950 pounds away from the shooting range. Coast Guard took an additional 4,000 pounds out of the range. This year we had the Sika High track team. They did a fundraiser with Jeremy Strong and his team, and they picked up 1,590 pounds of rubbish within the community in our parks and stuff. There's so many more that, again, I'm forgetting, and I appreciate you all, and thank you for all of your help. So thank you, Tina.
Yeah, thank you both so much for all of the work you do and for being in the studio this morning. If you're just joining me, I have Joe D'Arienzo, who's on the Tree and Landscape Committee, and Michael Colliver, who is the Buildings, Parks, and Grounds Supervisor with the city. So thank you both for being in here.
Thank you, Tina.